Welcome to Weekend with Weiser, and what a weekend it is. Hopefully it will be dry, but we do need the rain. Well, Gecko Fest kickoff weekend is here, and you know that's a quirky little fun thing. On Friday 6th to 8th, the 11th annual Gecko Art Show opening at the Katherine Hickman Theater. It kicks off things with original works from local artists, plus bites, drinks, and plenty of flair. And that exhibit is on view to August 27th. And on Saturday, it's the Gecko Bar Crawl. That's a lively poker run through Gulfport's favorites. It's complete with drinks, prizes, and an after party at Hurricane Eddie's. And of course, it's second Saturday, St. Petersburg Art Walk. You can explore all of the art districts. Go to stpetartsalliance.org/artwalk. And remember, you can take the Star Trolley from the Warehouse Arts District. Downtown features the Sunlit Waters Expo. At the St. Pete Sunlit Waters Art Festival Expo, there are local and national artists and unique works of art. You can meet the artists all weekend, Friday through Sunday, 8 to 6 p.m. At the American Stage, there's a flea market. Yes, you can get costumes and props and unique pieces from past productions. It's a one-of-a-kind chance to take home a piece of local theater history. Shop early at the first dip sale on Friday, 3 to 8 p.m., or the full sale Saturday from 9 to 4. And our friends, St. Petersburg Museum of History, have an incredible tribute to Elvis, celebrates 70 years since Elvis Presley's first St. Petersburg performance with an evening of music history at 6 p.m. Author and historian Bob Keeling shares the story of Elvis's rise in Florida, including his legendary 1956 show. I will have the link to Rui Farias's incredible interview and story about this. Should be a lot of fun. And don't forget that on Sunday, you can go for a little less money to the museum, and they want you to vote for Wish You Were Here, because that was nominated for a Best of the Bay. And while you're listening to Weekend with Weiser, go immediately to our Facebook, go immediately and click and vote daily for Radio St. Pete, best radio station, and our nominated podcasts, Big Broadway Energy, as well as Soundscapes and other shows. There are a lot of reoccurring events every week. So on First Fridays, there is an outdoor market at Creative Clay Outdoor Market, 10 to 2. St. Petersburg, 5 to 9 is First Friday Art Walk in downtown Gulfport. And of course, the concerts in front of the Studio Movia Grill at the Seminole City Center, First Friday tonight. The last Friday of the month, 6 to 9, there's live music at the John's Bell Tower and John's Pass Boardwalk that will start up again in the fall. On Saturday and Sunday, there's the Pinellas Farms and Flea Market at the Derby on Gandy. The first Saturday is a beach cleanup in Madeira Beach Archibald Park. On second Saturday, you can enjoy 9 to 2 Market on the Bluffs in Bel Air Bluffs, and also the Market Marie at Coachman Park. There's so much going on. You can also, on third Saturday, enjoy a 5 to 9 Indie Fair on Beach Boulevard in Gulfport. Fourth Saturday brings you the Pinellas Arts Walk, 4 to 8 at Pinellas Arts Village Walk. And on fourth Sunday, the Lelman's Farmers Market. And of course, starting up again now with USF going back to school, there is a Sunday market there. And the Williams Park Market continues indoors until it hits October 1st back in its normal location. So now is the time to register for the 33rd annual Thrive and Run with the Stars. It's a holiday fundraiser, and that is November 21st. Visit www.rideandrunwiththestars.com. Through August 30th, you can see the art of Banksy at the Strass Center. I Love Girl in a Balloon and Rude Copper. Through September 3rd, Leonard Baskin's Leaders of the Constitution is at the Lieber Ratner Museum of Art, continuing the America 250. And of course, you guys have listened to One Place, Many Voices, powered by Heritage Village and funded by Florida Humanities. You can look for that on the podcast channel of Radio St. Pete. Upcoming is Through the Lens, a journey of self-exploration. This is at the Florida Museum of Photographic Arts through September 20th. Also, we have the Brothers Grimm Spectathlon at Lelman Exchange August 7th and 9th this weekend. What happens when all 209 Grimm tales collide? It's so much fun. Join Little Red Riding Hood, Cinderella, Snow White, and Rapunzel at the event Beyond the Wings Theater in Lelmond doing so many interesting things. On August 7th through the 30th, For the Birds is an artful fundraiser, free admission. It's hosted by the Brenda McMahon Gallery and Caraway and Rose. On August 15th, volunteers from Birds and Helping Hands will be on hand for a conversation about their organization. So that is really fun, and I hope to get there myself tonight to see our friend Brenda McMahon, whose Arts and Inspiration podcast is a monthly event at Radio St. Pete. You can find it on the podcast channel. Also on August 8th, Is It Not Enough? St. Pete Rocks the Block Day Festival, 1320 Central Avenue, noon to midnight. So much fun. Food and craft vendors, carnival rides, a kids zone, immersive brand activation, and the event supports foster youth, raising awareness and funding. On August 15th, there's a craft and treasure sale in the Pasadena Community Center. On August 16th, Pala Cultural Latin Music and Art Festival at the OCC Roadhouse. 8:21 to 30 is the Madeira Beach Burger Celebration, paying tribute to burgers with a passport. Floridorama Lit Festival is August 22nd. There'll be a day-long literary marketplace. You can meet local authors, catch hourly panels, and browse independent presses. On August 22nd, the Coliseum Fear Circus Unleash, a horror circus for adults. Not for me. If you love clowns, fearless acrobats, and immersive nightmare scenes, it's for you. It seems like the Halloween creep is sooner and sooner. Scaregeddon and everybody else is opening up as well. August 22nd, Salas presents an American Songbook by Candlelight. This is at the North Bay Community Church. It's a tribute to Billy Joel, Prince, Stevie Nicks, and Whitney Houston. I want you all to check out what's going on at the Capitol Theater, at the Ruth Eckert Hall, at the Straz, America Stage, Studio at 620, as well as the upcoming comedy event all over St. Pete. You can find that on Radio St. Pete's What's Happening on our RadioSt.Pete.com website. The On High Festival at Spa Beach features Pepper and the Movement, Surfer Girl, Brother Ali, and the Grouch and Eli. It's on August 28th. Also on August 28th at the St. Petersburg City Theater is the Women of My Life concert. It is a song premiere collaboration between artist Dave and Heather Hammer and 25 Pinellas County residents to explore the history, present, and future of America. Incredible, incredible show. Again, it is free, but you do have to RSVP. On August 28th through 29th, Drone Art Show with Harry Potter at the Tampa Bay Tournament Sportsplex in Tampa. On August 29th is Nashville Night in Tampa, and this is at the Straz Theater. It's going to be so much fun. One in a series of concerts at the Straz Center. It features Nashville's hit-making songwriters playing their songs. Performers will be Anthony Smith and Bryce Long. And on August 30th, the Tampa Bay Jewish Film Festival kicks off with Kiss Me Kosher. September 4th through the 6th is Tampa Bay Comic Convention, always a lot of fun, at the Convention Center. It's a dream destination for Twilight fans and includes Cullen Family stars like Nikki Reed, Kellan Lutz, Ashley Green, and Jackson Rathbone. Hooks and Irons Golf Tournament at Seminole Lake Country Club is September 3rd. On September 6th is Performing Arts College and Career Fair. Dunedin Fine Arts Center, dfac.com. Art fandom, gaming, cosplay, and creativity come together on September 12th. We have the lovely CEO in our studio on August 20th. Can't wait to talk to her. Mark your calendars for September 12th through 13th. It's the 26th annual I Like It Hot Festival in England Brothers Park. September 18th through 19th is Elevation Rhythm Wash Tour at Janice Landing. More anime St. Pete, Comic-Cons, innovation, entertainment, community spirit. Get your cosplay on September 26th through the 27th. And finally, Straz Theater, September 30th, Vitamin String Quartet and Girl Named Tom. We love American Stage and Anthony Gervais. Broadway by Candlelight is the fundraiser for them on October 1st. Please support our friends. The event will be at the James Museum of Western and Wildlife Wildlife Art. It's an enchanted candlelit evening celebrating Broadway's most beloved love songs, all in support of American Stage. And finally, Halloween lovers, if you don't have enough to do to scare the pants off you, October 2nd through 4th, there'll be a Scare-A-Dice at the Florida State Fairgrounds. It's presented by Bush Gardens, Hal O. screen. Nearly 30 horrible celebrities from the Freshana will be on hand for photographs and autograph sessions, including, yes, the very one and only Norman Reedus of Walking Dead, Megan Lawless of Obsession, Nathan Mitchell of The Boys, and Cara Biono of Stranger Things, and of course, merch. So for Weekend with Weiser, I'm your host, Annette Weiser. Join me again next week. Check out our Let's Go guide. Check out our What's Happening. Get out and get going. And finally, folks, October 15th through 18th, 47th annual Clearwater Jazz Holiday, I will be interviewing Chris Bode. That will air on Lunchtime Conversations. Go have fun. See you around town.